On the wrong side of Tinseltown, only BFM's man on the street knows where to go for the real scoop. It's Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
Morena, Fabian Fanboy, how are you?
I'm well, thanks. How are you?
I'm very well. I've got Tess back in the studio, which is very nice.
Good morning. Hello.
Hi.
Probably don't
this
sound much different to you from your end, but I am back in person.
I'm glad that, yeah, BFM is back in physical presence status, so that's good.
That's very nice. Hey, we're talking about horror movies, which is probably one of my weakest genres, so I'm excited to hear what you've brought for us today, Fabian.
Yeah. Well, I know you're not a huge fan of this kind of film, but I wanted to talk about it. The caveat I'll give here is that this is not a list of like the five greatest horror films ever made.
Yeah.
These are the five horror films that made me most enjoy being scared.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
There's a good caveat.
I just want to be clear that although Rachel doesn't enjoy horror films, I love them.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of great horror films, and there's a lot of consensus around what the great horror films are, and a couple of those might show up here. But as I said, yeah, this is a personal list of the films where
right.
I enjoyed the sensation of being afraid of the films. When I was a kid, films used to just freak me out. I would see 5 minutes of the Sunday horrors and be traumatized for years.
That's me.
And then in the teenage years, suddenly it was more difficult for films to scare me, and when it happened, I relished it.
Mm-hmm.
These are the films that made me relish it.
Okay, I'm excited.
Number five is a Spanish film from 2007 called The Orphanage.
Ooh.
Which I saw in a theater.
I loved
so much. Yeah, it's probably the most recent film that I genuinely got creeped out in a theater by, and that was 13 years ago. And it was directed by J.A. Bayona, who went on to make some blockbusters like the second Jurassic World film and a few other things. It was produced by Guillermo del Toro, sort of has a Guillermo del Toro vibe to it. Hasn't sort of been remembered all that well. Made a splash at the time,
right?
But it's just really well crafted and really worth checking out. The Orphanage.
Terrifying.
Yeah, number four. Now, I get a bit of stick for this one a bit because my number four is the 2002 American remake of The Ring.
Okay, so is that what the shtick is? People are like, why don't you just like the original?
Yeah, there's the J-horror classic that inspired, you know, it's still being, you know, they're still making J-horror today from Japan. It's the style of horror film that usually involves wet-haired young women. In 2002, they did an American remake. Martin Henderson's in it, Naomi Watts.
Mm-hmm.
I just, the original's good too, but the original's just kind of a bit all over the place. And I just love the cohesion of
right.
the American remake. It's such a perfect film, and it's so off-putting, and just it takes the weird elements of the Japanese original and just puts them in a context that I found a bit more closer to.
Right.
And so I loved it for that reason.
So with The Ring, I've never actually fully watched it through because I had this experience as a younger teenager where on the DVD home screen where you would press play,
yeah.
they had this scene where there was like, and sorry if you're squeamish, don't listen to this. They had this scene where like a nail went through the finger and then through the fingernail. And that just put me off the entire film. I couldn't watch it.
So that's why I can't do horror.
That's one of the worst images in the film. And
yeah.
I think it was incredibly irresponsible of to put that on the DVD menu.
It was awful. Do you remember that as well? It was awful.
Yeah, it's an image from the film within the film.
That
if you watch
Meta.
7 days later, you die. So you don't even get a choice. It's on right there on the menu. So stupid.
Yeah, stressful.
Yeah, number three. This is a film I mentioned a few weeks ago in our resurrection list. Is the 1978's Dawn of the Dead, which is George A. Romero's own sequel to his Night of the Living Dead. 1978 Dawn of the Dead, the all-time greatest zombie film.
Nice.
People attribute sort of all the zombie genre back to Night of the Living Dead, but it was Dawn of the Dead where this really coalesced as a kind of an epic end of the world kind of film.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still being felt today. You know, things like The Walking Dead wouldn't exist without it. Shaun of the Dead wouldn't exist without it. It's got a sense of dread about it that is just quite wonderful and very, it really sticks in your veins. The number two film is from 1990, Rob Reiner's Misery, which is an adaptation of...
That just already sounds terrible.
Yeah, adaptation of a Stephen King novel about a writer who gets in a car accident and is rescued, car accident in the snow in the middle of nowhere, and he gets rescued by his number one fan, played by Kathy Bates, who nurses him back to health. But she's a little bit crazy.
Oh, I haven't seen this. I'll have to watch it.
Oh, Misery, so good. Got a great sense of claustrophobia to it.
Oh.
Two amazing lead performances. It's kind of like a bizarro romance story and kind of wonderful. And Stephen King communicating his own sort of complicated feelings about his own fans. And so it adds a whole other layer to it. Now, my number one horror film...
Do you want a little table?
Fabian, I just have to read this text we got in to you. Someone's texted in saying, Dawn of the Dead, when the zombie stands up by the chopper and gets the top of his head chopped off. Are you familiar with that scene?
Yeah, that's probably the funniest moment in the film. It's a lighthearted moment. It's an amazing bit of makeup effects from Tom Savini, who's in the film. But that's kind of like... the Peter Jackson moment in that film. So that is a great moment, but not the scariest part of the film, that's for sure. So my number one horror film, I said, this is a film that I enjoyed being scared in. It's not generally perceived as a horror film. It's probably regarded more as sci-fi, but it's also from 1978. It's the remake / sequel of Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
I have no idea what this film is. Never heard of it.
There's a 1950s original, and this is the 1978. It was marketed as a remake, but it actually can very much function as a sequel. It stars Donald Sutherland, a very young Jeff Goldblum, Leonard Nimoy, Brooke Adams, Veronica Cartwright. Not a well-remembered film. I mean, people who love it, but it's not something that you sort of hear about all that much. But by Job, is it scary.
what do you find so scary about it? Is it a jump scare situation or just the whole premise of the film is terrifying?
The premise of the film is that pod-based aliens from outer space are replicating our loved ones. And we don't know, and we can't be sure. And it's like, there's something a bit odd about my brother, my husband, my wife, my mum. She's not who she is. And people's like, no, you're crazy.
Yeah.
And it's presented like a lot of the initially the people could just be a bit crazy, and people don't believe them. And the main character is a public health official, which is quite pertinent these days, I suppose. And it's played by Donald Sutherland, and he's great. And it's got a sense of foreboding doom about it. The unstoppable spread of this problem is really felt in this film. And it's got some really cool performances.
Yep.
It leans into the... You know, they call the 70s the me decade, because it was sort of the self-actualization books were coming out, and the film really taps into that. And Leonard Nimoy plays this psychiatrist who's kind of like trying to tell everyone they're crazy. It's just wonderful.
See, this is the kind of horror movie I can actually do, and I do actually enjoy watching, because I like the psychological stuff. It freaks me out way more than the jump scares and stuff do, but the jump scares and stuff, I just can't deal with the adrenaline of it. But yeah, maybe I'm going to... Okay, if I'm going to be brave this weekend and actually try and watch a horror movie, maybe this is the one. Fabian.
Yeah, it's not like Friday the 13th or whatever. It's I mean, I was never much of a slasher guy. That those films are great in their own way too. Also wanted to mention The Witch, which is one of my all-time favorite movies. Love The Fly as well. And also a film that I've mentioned before, but was the first film where it scared me and I enjoyed it, was Alfred Hitchcock's Vertigo, which has some really, really creepy
very
dream sequences.
Spooky
that really, really got under my skin.
I'm going to read some of the suggestions from the texters. Someone said they hope Wolf Creek is on your list.
Yeah, that's a very effective film, but I lump that in with like the Saws and the Hostels. It's right. kind of just a viscera film. It's a film just about violent punishment,
right.
and they have their place in the world, yeah. and I think the original Saw is great.
I was going to say that. I love the original Saw. I feel like the original Saw gets a bad rep because of the sequels.
Yeah, the original Saw is amazing, and you know, there's this term torture porn, and I kind of lump Wolf Creek a bit in with that genre, but yeah, very, very effective.
And then also someone said Thirst. Have you seen that?
That's the vampire. South Korean film.
Park Chan-wook.
Yeah, that's amazing. Not a conventional horror by any means, but yeah, that's a great film.
Actually, Rosie, who's texted this in, has also said best excess of blood spray. So that's probably one I can't watch, but maybe Tess can.
Yeah. Maybe a later list about vampire movies.
Let's do a vampire list, I reckon.
Yeah, Twilight might be on there.
I'd be very
just
surprised.
Kidding.
Hey, Fabian.
I also love the Final Destination movies. All five of them. I think they're all amazing, but not scary in the slightest.
Yeah,
fantastic.
Good in their own beautiful way, though. Hey, Fabian, thank you so much for that.
Cheers. Talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon. Have a great week.
Happy level two.
You'll be listening to Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
Happy level two to you too. I'm sorry, I hit.